We can go back to some more news items now. We hear about a rather spectacular bus crash, road humps to stop flooding, problems at Hay Hill in the city, and the cost of recovering abandoned boats on the Broads. That bus crash first. A homeowner has been left devastated, and a community is in shock after a double-decker bus crashed into a home in a Norfolk village. A first bus travelling from Lowestoft to Martham smashed into a house on West Road in Ormsby St Margaret. The bus, understood to be carrying around 7 passengers, struck the home after turning right into the junction off Cromer Road. The property was recently renovated by its homeowner, who was away working at the time of the incident, which smashed bricks onto the floor and left large parts of the home exposed. A spokeswoman for First Bus said, "We can confirm one of our buses has been involved in a collision with a building in Ormsby St Margaret in Norfolk. There are currently no reports of any injuries among members of the public, our staff or passengers, and we are working closely with the local emergency services to agree next steps."
Speed humps are to be installed on streets across the city in a bid to end years of repeated flash flooding. Norfolk County Council is set to spend £110,000 to build the raised tables, which officials say will hold back and divert floodwater. The humps, usually installed to slow traffic, will be built in Beatrice Road, Florence Road and Marion Road in Thorpe Hamlet. People living on those streets have endured years of flash flooding after heavy rain, leaving them wading through shin-high water during downpours.
The Haymarket is being avoided by locals who say they no longer feel safe in the city centre square. It comes after a spate of crimes and antisocial behaviour, which has seen police called to reports of fights, drunken behaviour and a recent burglary at a bakery. Norwich City Council recently spent £3.2 million on a revamp of the Haymarket in a bid to make it more welcoming and inclusive. But critics say the investment was a total waste of money.
Removing abandoned boats and vessels from waterways has cost a Norfolk authority more than £120,000 last year, it can be revealed. The Broads Authority, BA, is spending thousands of pounds on recovering wrecks from the rivers as boaters tackle increased maintenance fees and higher costs of living. Such is the scale of the issue, officials say they have witnessed a sharp increase in the number of notices it has issued relating to abandoned, sunken and unserviceable boats. The jump in demand for recovering remains saw the BA spend £122,000 on the rescue missions between 2025 and 2026. Two challenging recoveries alone cost the authority a total of £75,000.
A vital sanctuary for rare wildlife is celebrating 50 years of conservation. RSPB Strumpshaw Fen, a 450-hectare reserve in the Norfolk Broads, has spent 5 decades supporting threatened species, including bitterns, cranes, lapwings and redshanks. The reserve also plays a crucial role in protecting the swallowtail butterfly, thanks to conservation work encouraging the growth of milk parsley, their caterpillar's preferred food plant. Helen Devon, Nature Reserve Manager, said, "Strumpshaw Fen has been transformed and has grown into a destination to truly connect with nature in Norfolk. It really is a wonderful, even magical place that brings visitors back time and time again to explore nature, learn about wildlife, and find an oasis of calm away from everyday life. The RSPB began managing the site in the mid-1970s, and it has since become a haven for a rich variety of wildlife, including otters, water voles, fen raft spiders, and rare plants such as sharp-leaved pondweed. Strumpshaw Fen is part of an internationally significant migratory route and could become part of a future UNESCO World Heritage Site. I've been there to see the butterflies.